Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Ted Zayin. Right? We left off on the middle of the page. Where do we leave off? You guys remember? Yeah, okay. In the middle of the page on Ted Vav Amud Bet. Okay? 15b, in the middle of the page. Ted Vav Amud Bet. Uman Tana de Paligale de Rebbe. Who is the author that disagrees with Rebbe? Who is the author? Who are the authors? Who are the Tanaim that disagree with the opinion of Rebbe? We brought the opinion of Rebbe yesterday. So the Gemara says, Rebbe Yossi Agadidi and Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe Akiva. The Tana is the right that says, Lo Yigael Be'ele. Cannot be redeemed with these. Rebbe Yossi Agadidi Omer, Be'ele Leshichror Bishar Kol Adam Leshibud. When it's referring to Ele, that's referring to the relatives. He's saying with the relatives, when he's redeemed by them, he goes free. When it's any other Jew who redeems him, he goes to become a slave to that new Jew. So Rabbi Akiva says, Be'ele l'shibud b'shar kol adam l'shichur. He says, no, the opposite. With your relatives, they redeem you, you become a slave to them. Any other Jew, you go free. So my tamad Rabbi Yosi Agili, what's his reason? Amarka, the pasuk says, "Im lo yigael be'ele, ela be'acher." If you don't get redeemed with the relatives, rather with someone else, v'yatzah b'shnata yovel, and you go free in the shnata yovel, in the year, yovel years. What do you see? That if you're redeemed by another Jew, you go into his jurisdiction until the yovel year. Rabbi Akiva Omer, "Im lo yigael ela be'ele." He says, "If you don't get redeemed, only if you only get redeemed with the relatives, meaning only with them, v'yatzah b'shnata yovel, then." You would go into their slavery, and then you go free in the Yovel year. What does he say about that? Midi ella be'elektiv. Does it say ella be'ele? Only with relatives? No. It says ella be'hai krakamifligi. Rather, they're arguing on this pasuk. O dodo, o ben dodo yigalenu. Or his uncle or his cousin will redeem him. Zo geulat krovim. That's referring to the redemption of his relatives. O yisiga yodo. Or he was able to. That's him redeeming himself. And it says, and he was redeemed. That is other people redeeming him. So Rabbi Yossi Agilili Savar, he holds Mikra Nidrash Lefanav. We doresh the pasuk before it, in front of it. We throw Geulah, oh, the redemption of his relatives, on the redemption of himself. Ma Geulat Atzmo the Shichrur, Af Geulat Kerovim the Shichrur, just like the redemption of himself. He goes, if he redeems himself, he goes free. So do the if his relatives redeem him, he goes free. Okay, Rabbi Akiva Savar, what does he hold? Mikra Nidash L'Acharav. No, we doresh the pasuk to the end, the after part. Shadei Geulat Acherim HaGeulat Atzmo. We throw the redemption of others on the redemption of himself. Ma Geulat Atzmo L'Shichror. Just like if he redeems himself, he goes free. So too, Av Geulat Acherim L'Shichror. So too, if others redeem him, he would go free. So the Gemara says, Yache, if that's the case, Be'ele, namanis. Why do we need the word Be'ele? So the Gemara says, Ila Be'ele, if it wasn't for Be'ele, Hav amin amikran nidrash le'ben lefanav ben acharav. Ve'akol le'shichur. I would have thought we doresh the pasuk in front of it, and behind it, and after it. And we would say that no matter who redeems him, he goes free. Ah, so the Gemara says, hold on. Yache, if that's the case, Hadar kushya le'duchtei. The original kushya then, the original difficulty, comes back to its place, the first difficulty. So what are you going to say now? So how? What are they arguing on? What is the machloke between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara says, Ela bisvara kamisligi. They're arguing on a logic. Rabbi Yossi Gili Savari, he says, Mistabra geulat acharim l'shibud. It makes sense if other people redeem him, he goes into slavery to them. Why? D'iyamar l'shichur, if you say he goes free, havu mimman'e velo parkele. They're not going to redeem him. Why would they redeem him if they say, oh, I'm not even getting anything out of it, he's going free? So they're not going to redeem him. And then Rabbi Akiva holds, Mistabra Geulat Kerovim L'Shibud. It makes sense that no, the redemption of his relatives makes him go into slavery to them. D'yamar L'Shichur, if you say he goes free, Kol Yoma V'Yoma Azel Mezabin Nafshe. What is this guy going to do? Every day he's going to try to sell himself to a goy. Because he knows his relatives redeems him, goes back free. He goes back free. So he's going to keep trying to sell himself, knowing that his relatives will go back free, if that's the case. So obviously,
that's not the case.
It's obviously not the case. It must be, according to Rabbi Akiva, he would go into slavery if the relative redeemed. Amar b'chia bar Abba, Amar b'yachanan. Zodi v'Rabbi Yosi Gedi v'Rabbi Akiva. This is their opinion. Aval chachamim amrim akol shichur. Aval chachamim say, you, according to all, you go free. Meaning, in all cases, whoever redeems, he would go free. So man chachamim, who are the chachamim? Rabbi he. That's a friend of Rabbi Yudan Nasi. Demapik le dahai be'ele de drasha acharina. That he uses the word be'ele for a different drasha. It says, umikra nidrash ben lefanav ben lacharav. And you doresh the pasuk in front of it and behind it. She says, Rabbi, hai v'yatza b'shnat ha'yovel ma'yavid. Okay, according to Rabbi, what does he use in the pasuk when it says, you go out in the Yovel year? What is he doresh in that pasuk? So mibayelei lechidetanya. He uses it for the following baraita. He says, v'yatza b'shnat ha'yovel. You go out in the Yovel year. Ve'oved kochavim sheyeshno tachat yadecha. Is it referring to a goy who owns a slave, but it's under, he's under your jurisdiction? Or the goy is not even under your jurisdiction. So the Gemara says, "Amart v'chima evshar la'asot lo." What can you do to him if you're not, if he's not under your jurisdiction? Then you have no say in the matter whatsoever. Ah, it must be in a katum medaber ela be'oved kochavim sheyeshno tachad yadecha. It must be that it's a goy under your jurisdiction that owns a Jew as a slave. And still, what is it saying? You're not allowed to do any deceptive, deceiving things to the goy, you know, using the Beit Din's power to try to deceive him to be able to get the Jew out, in a deceiving way. So you can't be deceptive. You can redeem him, but not in a deceiving way. So that's what it's coming to teach us from the words of Yatzav Yishnat HaYovel. Then the Gemara says, Uvishtar. Right? We said in our Mishnah that the Eved Ivri can be acquired with Shtar, and then so the Gemara is saying, Bishtar, Minalan. The Gemara says, from where do we know this? Amar Ula, Amar Ka, the Pasuk says, Im Acheret Yikachlo. If let's say this man takes another wife on top of, over here, I guess he's talking about Ama Yivriya. Says, Hikisha Katuv La Acheret. The Pasuk is connecting her to another woman. Ma Acheret Mikanya Bishtar, just like another woman can be acquired through a document. Af Ama Yivriya Mikanya Bishtar. So too, Ama Yivriya, a Hebrew maidservant, can be acquired through a document. So this is where we see that a Hebrew Amai Yivriya, this is the source that Amai Yivriya can be acquired through a document. So Gemara says, Hanich leman da'amar shtar Amai Yivriya adon kotvo. It makes sense that according to the opinion that the document of Amai Yivriya, the master writes it. El leman da'amar av kotvo ma'ikal memar. According to the one who says that the father writes the document, what are you going to say? Right? So the Rashi says, lo yalif mishar kiddushin. You can't learn from other cases of Kiddushin, or Mishtar Kiddushin, from document of Kiddushin, and where do we know that you're acquired through a document? So the Gemara says, the Itmar, Shtar Amai Yivriya Mikotvo, who writes the document of Amai Yivriya? Rav Huna Amar Adam Kotvo. Rav Huna says, the master, that's fine. Rav Chisda Amar Av Kotvo. He says, no, the father writes it. Oh, so the Gemara says, Hanicha le Rav Huna, makes sense according to Rav Huna. Ele Rav Chisda Maikla Meimar. According to Rav Chisda, what are you going to say? So Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Lo tetze ketze ta'avadim. Don't free them like the freeing of a slave. So the Gemara says, Aval nikneti ki kinyan avadim. But you can acquire her like the acquiring of a slave. And how do you acquire a slave? Umay nihua? How do you do that? Shtar, with a document. So the Gemara says that, Ve'ema aval nikneti ki kinyan avadim. Why don't you say that he's acquired like a slave, she's acquired like a slave, what's that referring to? Chazakah. It's referring to making a chazakah, which we're going to see later exactly how you do that. Why don't you say something like chazakah? So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'nechaltem otam levnechem acharechem. You inherit them to your children after you, talking about your the avdei Knaanim, the Knaanite slaves. Otam bechazakah velo acher bechazakah. Only the Knaanite slaves can be acquired with a chazakah, and not others. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema otam bishtar velo acher bishtar. Why don't you say that only they, the Canaanite slaves, can be acquired through a document and nobody else? Why are you saying chazaka? So the Gemara says, Hakativ, the Pasuk says, Lo tetzek etzet avadim. Don't leave, don't be removed, don't go without, like the leaving of a slave. So he connects it, he's saying we're connecting it, that it's connected to kinyan by a regular slave, which is a document, but not like this other case of kinyan, which is chazakah, meaning the pasuk of inheriting, he's saying that's referring to chazakah, that's only by Eved Kenani. But the case of both of them, when they're connected, he's saying that's referring to shtar. So the Gemara says, Umar Aita, why did you decide that that one's talking about this and this one's talking about that? Maybe it's the opposite, right? Mistabra shtar havalei derabuei. No, he says it makes sense that document we should have added. We should have included that. Why? Sheken motzi b'bat Yisrael. Because with the document you can divorce a Jewish woman. You can give a get. The Gemara says adar. On the contrary, chazaka havalei derabuei. You should have included the case of chazaka. Sheken konam b'nichsei ager. Because chazaka is the way you acquire with the properties of a ger. Right? If let's say a ger, he dies, he doesn't have any inheritors, right? A ger is like a convert, is like a newborn baby. There's no relatives. So if he dies, all of his properties go ownerless. So then what? How do you acquire it? With chazakah. So why don't we say that we should have added the case of chazakah here? And that was the case we were talking about because that's a stricter case because that has something to do with acquiring the property of after a ger dies. So the Gemara says, "Be'ishut miyado ashkechan," because that has nothing to do with marriage. We're talking about things that have to do with marriage. So the Gemara says, "Ibay neim." Another answer is, "Lahachi ahane imacheret." That's why the pasuk works when it says, "Imacheret ikachlo." If the man took another wife on top of ama yivriya, why does that work? Because it's talking about acheret. It's talking about another woman. It's talking about kiddushin. And there, how do you do kiddushin? With how do you betroth? You can, one of the ways of betrothal is with a document. And so therefore, also over here, the one of the ways you acquire this ama yivriya is with a document. Okay, v'ravuna, hay lo tetek etzat avadim, my darish be. What does he use that pasuk to be doresh? So he says, ha'um ibayle, she'ina yotza v'rashay varim ke'evet. And amai yivriya does not go free with, let's say, you know, we say in the Torah that a regular Hebrew slave, he goes free if, let's say, the master pops out his eye or his tooth or any one of the head of the evarim, the limbs. That's not the case by amai yivriya. She doesn't go free for that. Okay, v'rav chista, what does Rav Chista say about that? The pasuk should say, "Lo tetzek avadim." Don't go out like slaves. Why does it say, "My ketzet avadim," like the leaving of slaves? Shmamina tarte. It's coming to teach two things, and so therefore you can also learn that din from this pasuk as well. V'kone et atzmo b'shanim. We said he acquires himself the slave with years, 6 years. Dichtiv, as the pasuk says, "Shesh shanim yavon v'ashviit." It says in the pasuk that 6 years you work, and the seventh year yetzel achoshi chinam. You go out free. But Yovel, in the Yovel year, Dichtiv ad shnat Yovel yaavod imach, he works for you until the Yovel year. Very clear pasuk. V'giron kesef, we said by the, you know, depreciation of the money over time, right? After, if you pay 6,000 for 6 years, after 1 year, if he wants to buy himself out, it's 5,000. So the Gemara says, Amar chizkiyad, Amar kada, the pasuk says, v'hefda. What does that mean? Melamenshe migareya pidyona v'yotza. She can pay the lower end, the price, based on how long she's been served. Yeah, the prorated price, based on how long she's served the master, to be able to buy herself out. Tana, v'kone etatzmo v'kesev v'shave kesev v'bishtar. He can acquire himself with money, with the value of money, and with a document. So it makes sense. Bishlama kesev, money makes sense. Dechtiv mikesev miknato. That acquiring is with money. So, shave kesev nami, also the value of money, yashiv giulato. Amar Rahmana. The pasuk says, "Yashiv Gulato Lerabot Shave Kesef Kekesef." To come and say that the value of money is the same as money in this regard. Ela Haishtar Hechidame. But what's the case of a document here? So Ilema Diktav Le Shtara Adame. Maybe he wrote a document on his value, on his money, on what he's worth. Hainu Kesef. That's money. That's the same thing as money. Ela Shichur. Must be freedom. So Shtar Lamali. Why do I need a document for that? Why doesn't he just say, the master say in front of two witnesses, let him go, he goes free. In Amer, another case, let him say in front of the Beit Din, zil, go free. Amar Ava, zotomer, this must be, Eved Ivri gufo kanui. Eved Ivri, his body is acquired. And a master who is foregoes on his giron, on the money that is prorated, is after time, he says, no, it's okay, you don't have to pay me. That doesn't work. How do you let him free? It has to be, Rashi says, delo shayach bo mechilat mamon, ela lashon shichrur. It has to be with the language of freedom. I am letting him go free. Not I'm foregoing on the money. Right. Or no, even by saying it by mouth. But you need to actually be able to say the word freedom, you can't just forego on the money that is owed after prorating. Yetera alav amah yivriya, we said even the amah yivriya, she has one additional thing, that she goes free with simanim. So Amar Yish Lakish, or Yish Lakish says, amah yivriya kone et atma b'mitata av, mirshut adon. She acquires herself with the dying of her father from her master, mikal v'chomer, from a kal v'chomer. Uma simanin, Shein motzin mereshut av simanin. which we said was when she becomes of age of 12 and she has two pubic hairs, she has simanim. So we said that simanim, that it does not remove her from the jurisdiction of her father. She was living in her father's house. That doesn't remove her from her father. But motzi'in reshut adon, it does remove her from the jurisdiction of her master. Mita, so death of the father. She motzi'a mirshut av, that does remove her from the jurisdiction of the father. In odin she motzi'a mirshut adon, is it not all the more so that that would remove her from the jurisdiction of the master? So the Gemara says, Meitiv Rav Hoshaya, he has a contradiction. Yetera alav ama ivriya shekoneh asma b'simanin. There's something extra by ama ivriya that she acquires herself with simanin. Ve'im ita, and if this is the case, that is also she acquires herself with the death of the father. Nitnei mitata av. Why don't we say she acquires herself with the death of the father also? You're saying with simanim. No, it's also with the death of the father according to what you're saying. So the Gemara brings a concept, Tana v'shier. It is true that we learned this case, but it just didn't mention it. Now there's rules with this concept of Tana v'shier. Tana v'shier means sometimes the Gemara leaves out one of the concepts, but it has to be that it's not only one that's left out. There's more than one that is left out. So now the Gemara is going to say, okay, if you're saying Tana v'shier, it must be that there's something else, another type of way she goes free that is different than everyone else, than a regular slave, that wasn't mentioned here. So the Gemara says, my shier dehai shier. What else was left out? So shier mitata adon, the death of the master was left out. That's another way. So the Gemara says, imi shum mitata adon lav shiurahu. That's not something left out. Why? Dekevan deikadami be'ish lo katane. That's the same thing by a Hebrew male slave as well. He goes free with the death of the master also. So that's not something additional for the Amah Ivriya. So you're back to stage one. Ve'ela nitne. It should have also taught the case of the death of the father. Because it's only one missing case. If it's one missing case, you don't leave it out. And where it says, Tana, davar sheyesh lo kitzba ketane. Davar she'en lo kitzba lo ketane. The Tana only taught cases of things that have a limit, have a time limit, have a set limit on them. Whereas things that don't have a limit on them, he didn't teach. He doesn't know what's the limit of the father's life. He has no idea, so he didn't mention it. V'hasi manin de'en lahem kitzba v'ketane. Hold on. The signs of na'arut. When a woman starts to get pubic hairs, that's not a limit. You don't know when that's going to happen. So how can you say that? Why are you mentioning that? Amar Safra, ein lahem kitzba lemala, aval yesh lahem kitzba lemata. They may not have a limit when going up, right? Age-wise all the way up, but they have a limit going down. Meaning, it has to be after this certain age. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Ditanya is the bright that says, Ventesha shanim shehevi shtei sarot. 9-year-old girl who brought 2 hairs, Shuma, we say that's just the mole. It's not actually pubic hairs. Mi ventesha shanim ve'yom echad ad yudbet shana ve'yom echad ve'odan bo. From 9 and 1 day until 12 and 1 day, and she still has those hairs. What do we say? Shuma, it's just the growth of the mole, it's not actually hairs. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Siman. He says, no, at that age already, that's a Siman. Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'yom Echad, 13 years old in 1 day, Divrei HaKol Siman. Everyone agrees that's a sign, that's a Simanin. There's a machloket over here. But really what it's trying to say is, everyone agrees that before that age, that then obviously it's just considered a mole. It's a machloket, but yeah, it's a machloket, that's what it's saying. But yeah, obviously, according to the second opinion, it would be, according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, he says Siman, he says it's a sign. So what is it trying to prove? It's saying that there's no limit up, meaning she can go until her whole life until she gets these signs, but there's a limit down. Meaning if she's 9 years old, everyone agrees that 9-year-old who has these hairs, it's viewed as a mole. It's not considered hairs and she's not mature. Meitiv Rav Sheshet, he has a contradiction. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Arba'a Ma'anikim Lahem. There are 4 people that they give these gifts with exit. Shlosha be'ish, shlosha be'isha. 3 for a man, 3 for a woman. V'yata yachol lomar arba'a be'echad minhem. You cannot find 4 in one of them. Lefi she'en simanim be'ish, ve'en retzia be'isha. Because the signs are only for the woman, and not for the man. And the puncture in the hole is only for the man, and not for the woman. Okay, so the Gemara says, v'im ita. And if it's what you're saying, that we're including also the death of the father, nitnei nami mitata'af, why don't we also mention the death of the father? So the Gemara says, v'chi teima afinami tana v'shier. Maybe also over here, it just left one thing out. Hold on. V'ha arba'a ketane. You said there's only 4. How can it be you left one out? If you left one out, that's 5, not 4. So the Gemara says, v'chi teima tana davar she'esh lo kitzba ketane, v'davar she'en lo kitzba lo ketane. Maybe the Tana was only teaching things that have a limit, but not things that don't have a limit. Set limit on them. So, v'has simanin de'enem kitzva v'ketanin. Hold on. The signs of a woman, that's not a set time limit. We don't know when that's going to come, but it's still, it taught that. So the Gemara says, mitat adon nami, Sorry. Maybe you could say like Rav Safra as well over here. What did Rav Safra say? Rav Safra said, we just said on the previous Amun, that yeah, the woman, she may not have a limit going up on age, but on the bottom there is a limit. Meaning it can be a 9-year-old, that's not considered na'arut. So there is a limit by that. Hold on. But there's the death of the master. That doesn't have a set limit on it. You don't know when that's going to happen. And still it taught it. Gemara says, "Mitat Adon Nami Lo Ketani." It didn't teach that. Who said it's teaching that as one of the four? So Gemara says, "Vela Arba'a Mainihu." What are the four ways that they go free? Shanim, a sixth year, that's for both male and female. V'Yovel, the Yovel year, both male and female. V'Yovel Shel Retzia. Oh, now it's the Yovel that is the Retzia, right? The after the sixth year, the man says, "I want to stay." He gets his puncture. And a few years later, Yovel hits. Yovel gets him to go free. This is different than a regular Yovel year that interrupts his six-year process. These are two separate things. That's only by a man. The Amai Ivriya basimanim, and Amai Ivriya has also simanim. Which so now you have three for the man and three for the woman.
What's
right?
The difference? There's Yovel is Yovel. What does it mean?
There's two separate. The Gemara is mentioning them as two separate entities. There's the Yovel separately that interrupts the 6 years, and then there's the Yovel after the Retzia that after he does the Retzia he goes free from the Yovel year. So the Gemara is bringing that there's three for the man and three for the woman. Right? What are the three for the man? Years, Yovel, and Yovel of Retzia. Three for the woman is years, Yovel and Simanim. So Gemara says, "Hachinami mistabra." This makes sense. The Kadani Sefer, it says in the latter part of the Braita, "Iyata yachola lomar arba ve'achad men." You cannot say there are four in either of them. Ve'en simanim ve'isha, ve'en retziya sorry, ve'en simanim ve'ish, ve'en retziya ve'isha. There are no signs for the man, and there's no retziya for the woman. So there's only three for each. V'imita, and if there was four, if you're counting also the death of the father. Then you would count four for the woman. If we say that one of the cases that she goes free is the death of the father, it would be four for the woman. It would be years, yovel, simanim, and death of the father. Clearly, Shema Amina, the Gemara says that no, it must be that that's not counted as one of the ways, because we said that each of them only go free with three ways and not four ways. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Just a quick 1 minute recap. We started on by talking about the Tanaim that disagree with Rebbe, which is Rebbe Yosef Galilei and Rebbe Akiva. Part number two is Amai Yivriya. We're learning out where is Amai Yivriya? How do we know she gets acquired with Ishtar? Part number three of the daf was the extra part of the Amai Yivriya that doesn't have by a regular slave, which we said was Simanim. Then we thought we could say also, maybe also Mitata Av, the death of the father will also let her go free. But then the Gemara, on the final part of the daf, number four, on the Amud Bet brought that there are four types of ways they go free. Three for the man, three for the woman. And we said it's years, Yovel, Yovel of Retzia, and Simanim. And if you would have counted the death of the father, then that would be four for the woman, right? There are three for the man, which is years, Yovel, Yovel of Retzia. Three for the woman is years, Yovel, and Simanim. If you count the death of the father as one of them, now there's four for the woman, and that would go against our Beraita. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen, be amen. Yom Tov.